Bill?
Hi.
By God, I wish you'd teach me how to run. You run like one of these Texas jackrabbits.
I hate to admit it, Mr. President, but you ran ahead of me. Not much, but you did.
No, but by God, I'll tell you, that fellow Hoff in Vermont, I'm going to come back up there again if that's the way you treat your visitors.
I'll hold you to that.
How's that sweet wife of yours?
Oh, she's great.
I got a fellow here who wants to say hello to you.
Fine, Bill.
Bill?
Yeah?
Hubert Humphrey.
My golly.
How are you?
Call.
Listen, it's sure good, we were sure proud of you, and it was sure good to see those results from Vermont.
Well, let me tell you, we're very proud of you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Phil. And my wife wants to be remembered to you. She remembers our visit with you so well, and you're a pretty lady.
Well, by golly, you people are great. Why don't you go to bed and forget it, will you?
Oh, no, my God. The President and I want you to know how much we appreciate what you fellas do.
Well...
We just had a wonderful day here, and the President was talking about you a while ago and said like he's just going to call you up.
I wish you both would go to bed. I'd feel much better.
All right, I'll tell him what you said. He wants to say a word to you again, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Thanks very much.
You bet.
Say, I was sorry about Fred. Just had too much incumbent, or what happened?
No, Mr. President, that isn't the problem at all. I just came back from Fred, and this is an inter-party dispute that goes way back before I even came to Vermont. And he got licked by his own party, and I bitterly resent it, but there it is. And that's it, period.
I made him, told him, send him another $10,000,
He's a fine man, Mr. President, and he should have won. And our own party licked him, but we're going to take care of that within the next 2 years. But he should have won, and he'd been a great help to you.
He sure would have. Well, now what happened? Just jealousy in the party?
Basically, and, gee, you're going to go back. Basically, to go back within the Democratic Party here in Vermont, we had so few people who really wanted to win that it finally came down to people who want to utilize patronage and so forth and so on, and the inter-party jealousies became extreme. And I escaped all this because I didn't come from Vermont, and I came from the outside, and I was a fresh figure and all this, and suddenly, bang, it was over. But poor Freddie bore the brunt of a lot of resentment, which was just had no basis in fact. But this is it. And Mr. President, you and I carried the state 2-1, almost 2-1.
Mm.
And when we can't carry a guy like Fred Fayette, who's got all sorts of ability, and believe me, he does, and we just came back from their home. We spent the entire evening with them tonight. But I thought that was the least that we could do. Why,
how much did he get beat?
Oh, 10 or 15,000 votes, which in terms of percentages would mean quite a bit.
Oh. What did we carry the state by? 60-40?
Oh, better than that. Almost 2-1.
I'll be damned.
Almost 2-1.
Well, that's one.
Believe it.
It's wonderful. Is that a 4-year term for you?
I wish it were. It's 2.
2.
But,
Well, we'll be having a lot of work for you to do by then. So you go on, do a good job, and thank everybody for me, and thank your wife.
Mr. President, I wish you would do me a favor.
All right.
Stop making these calls and go to bed.
Well, I can't do that as long as I got good friends like you, Phil.
Okay, thank you.
I'll see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.